Welcome back to our episode number 4. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Curtis.
And this is Partners in Crime, and I forgot what our names were, because I forgot what I was supposed to say. And Curtis just realized that they're two separate recordings for the intro song and us starting to talk, and I had to restart our recording.
I think maybe it has something to do with the fact that I don't like really listen to podcasts, and I'm just kind of getting into them.
No, I'm pretty sure that there's a way to do them together, but I have no idea how to do that yet, so this is what you guys get.
Makes sense.
Oh my gosh, I told you to mute your phone.
It was my other phone, because you know I got two phones. Oh, wrong for the podcast.
We don't have the rights to that song, so I don't want to get sued. So, so this is Partners in Crime at Night, and we don't usually record at night, so sorry.
As long as we don't record at 3 a.m., because, you know, that's the spooky hour.
Oh my gosh, yeah, actually, I've heard a lot of things about that, so... Just to start out, do you know where Milwaukee is?
Yes.
Where?
In Wisconsin.
Okay, because that's what I wrote, but I couldn't find it anywhere in my notes. So I just wasn't sure because I've never heard of Milwaukee before. So just to start out, that's where we're kind of going to be at today.
And this is so upset right now.
What?
First, it's the timeline of the 1960s. Now you don't even know.
Like, have I ever been to Wisconsin? No.
The kids just went to Wisconsin.
I didn't go with them. So this is going to be an old-timey true crime case, which when I first started listening to true crime, I can say I really didn't care for, but after becoming a true crime fan and listening to podcasts, they're all good. This one's good. I've never heard of this one before though. What?
Like you haven't come across one bad one.
What do you mean?
You just said they're all good.
Well, no, I mean, I said I don't really like I used to not be interested in the older, from a long time ago cases.
Oh, from like 1960.
Yeah, because I just figured the information on them wasn't all that great, but I've so far not heard one that hasn't been pretty detailed. Anyways.
I was making a 1960 joke.
Yeah, well, get ready, because this one starts out way before then. Oh. So, just saying. So this is about, her name is Walburga Dolly. Like that's what she goes by, is Dolly Corsho. And I might be saying that wrong, but
I said Wahlberg.
Walburga.
Walburga.
Yeah. It's German. So, she was born into a poor family in Germany in 1880. So wow. That's a long time ago, right? 'Cause it's 2022.
What do you want to know? Like if they played kick the can or stick and wheel?
I have no idea. I know for a fact they didn't have electronics back then. I think. I don't know. I really don't know.
Are you kidding me? No, they did not. Okay. They did not even have vehicles then.
Are you serious?
Yes. The first motorized vehicle was made in 1903 by Henry Ford.
So see, I was very far off with this now. So she was born into a poor family, like I said, in Germany. And her family wanted a chance at the quote-unquote American dream. So they ended up migrating overseas to America, which I'm going to assume they took a boat because there's probably no planes.
No, there were not. I believe the Wright brothers made the first plane in like 1915.
Okay, so like
South Carolina.
I'm really glad because there was a part where one of the people in this case goes from Wisconsin to California. And I wrote flew. And I'm like, I don't know if he did though. I just assumed.
Well, I mean, it depends on the year, too.
It was 1920.
It could have
been. No, it was 1918.
Sorry. Here, I'm going to give you the exact year. You can just keep going.
Okay, I'll just keep going. So her family took up a farm in the Midwest, but still lived in poverty. So they came here poor, and they pretty much stayed poor. In Dolly's early 20s, she met and eventually married a man named Fred Astray, which is how I found his name pronounced on the internet. So don't get mad if that's not right, because it's spelled O-E-S-T-E-R-R-E-I-C-H. Okay. He was able to provide a very different life than what Dolly's family provided for her, as he was an extremely wealthy and successful business owner. He owned and operated an apron factory. So think about that, an apron factory. Like there's a whole factory just designed to build apron or to build to make aprons.
Wow. I wanted to update you. Apparently, okay. I am off. Okay. The first vehicles actually were made in the 1800s.
Wow, and, look who doesn't know their timeline now.
Well, it's actually really weird to see this. It says the first was a Benz patented motor car, and it was in 1886, and the first flight was actually 1903.
Okay, which is so weird because really I thought Henry
Ford's first car was in. Yeah. I mean, they weren't passenger planes then.
Oh, well, maybe not then. after he met her and they started dating, they got married and they settled in Milwaukee. And then I put in parentheses Wisconsin question mark because I wasn't sure. Here, I start with coughing again. Things in their marriage were great in the beginning, but the honeymoon phase quickly came to an end because in order to keep his factory successful, Fred had to work long, hard, and stressful hours at the factory. So naturally, he'd come home and unwind with a drink or several.
Right.
So, the type back in the day. I feel like that's just a classic textbook for back in the day kind of guys. I feel like
that's me.
It is not you. And then he would be too drunk to really deal with Dolly. And I don't know why, but I kept wanting to write Dorothy whenever I wrote Dolly, but I didn't.
Interesting. I was thinking of the Dalai Lama.
I don't know who that is.
Who have I married?
I don't know. Particularly warm autumn day in 1913. Dolly was 33 at this point. This is where it all starts. She called Fred to complain that her sewing machine was broken. And Fred, being at work, couldn't tend to her request, so he arranged to have one of his repairmen come over later to take care of it. And oh, did he take care of it.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, we've been on, like, a real theme here in these podcasts that we've done so far. So I'm going to say he killed her.
Well, you're wrong. Dolly heard a knock at the door, and assuming it was the repairman, she came to the door and opened it to find 17-year-old Otto Sanuber. He was sent by Fred from the factory, as Fred promised, because he worked in the factory as a sewing machine repairman, because he owned an apron factory, right?
Wow, okay.
So Otto, being literally a 17-year-old kid, was instantly swooned by Dolly because, much to his surprise, she had opened the door wearing nothing but stockings and a silk robe.
Well, of course.
Well, right.
Can't blame the kid.
Well, because Fred is all, too busy to deal with her. And she's.
And that's how she's greeting the repairman. She's in her
30s now, but yeah. Safe to say the sewing machine did not get fixed that day, but Dolly did. Sorry, I had to make a joke, so.
Wow. I think that's the first joke that you've made this entire time.
And that was it for Otto. He jumped all in with Dolly into a steamy affair with his boss's wife.
Oh.
This is like the 1913, so this is like a long time ago, so I'm pretty sure this is way frowned upon, like way more than it is now.
Why do I feel like the boss is going to sew his mouth shut?
Ugh, that doesn't happen. Jeez.
He owns a sewing factory.
They had to be sure and keep things quiet so that they wouldn't get caught by, his boss. And so they started meeting at hotels, but this only lasted a little while because I guess it became an inconvenience to go to a hotel when Dolly had a whole house. And she'd rather just continue the affair in her home, but not just in her home, but the bed that she shared by night with her husband, Fred.
The nastiest part about this story to me is that he's 17.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know if it was different then, but I totally agree that it's not okay. By all accounts, Otto had fallen in love with Dolly, and he would do anything to make her happy, even though she was married and 16 years older than him. With Dolly and Otto being so open about the affair, open as in he was coming and going from their Milwaukee home on a daily basis, the neighbors started getting nosy.
Uh-oh.
I mean, our neighbors would be nosy. They're nosy anyways. Just saying.
You have something to tell me?
No. I'm just picturing when I thought about like the neighbors being nosy, I instantly thought of our neighbors behind us.
I know. They're probably one of our few listeners. They've already found out that we have a podcast.
They hate us. And we're sorry, but because Curtis was working on something in the yard with his shirt off, and the lady, like the wife of the couple, she like ran inside of her house, and I was like, you must have offended her or something.
I haven't even talked to her since. I don't think she said one word to me since then. That
I don't think so.
A good 8 months ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But anyways, yeah, they hate us. So that's what I picture when I think of nosy neighbors. Let's see, I lost my place. Okay, so the neighbors started getting nosy, and she tried to throw them off by telling them that Otto was her half-brother, but they weren't buying it. They went straight to Fred and told him, hey, bud, your wife's having an affair. Not a direct quote, though.
Oh.
That's not a direct quote. So he goes to Dolly and asked her, like, hey, what's up? You having an affair? And she diverted the accusation, saying, oh, no, you know, just this pesky book salesman keeps pestering me, but I'm taking care of it.
That's what she's really taking care of it.
I'm saying. Collectively, they decided that we just have some nosy neighbors. You can't make this stuff up. I don't understand it. And he believed his wife that it was just a book salesman. And, you know, she took care of it. So realizing Fred would soon figure out about what...
It's just so funny to hear that, like, the ignorance of man is still the same as it was, like, a few years ago.
But there was no, like, social media or nobody was getting recorded. You know what I mean? It was just hearsay.
Can I tell, like, a story?
And nosy neighbors. I'm sure that the neighbor... Okay, listen. People now have so much to do. Back then, what did they have to do?
I mean, that's true.
Besides catch their neighbors in an affair.
Can I tell a crazy story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is a true story. So if I can't say it, you're going to have to delete this part of the recording, I guess.
Wait, are you being serious? You want me to delete it?
No, if you decide that it needs to be deleted.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the story? We'll see. We'll see if it stays in or not.
Okay, so it was like a few years ago. I want to say it was like 2013, maybe. You all right there?
Nope.
Okay, so this guy's on deployment, right? Mm-hmm. Military
With
story.
You?
No.
Okay.
I read about it.
Okay.
And so he gets home, and his wife had a baby while he was on deployment.
How long was he on deployment?
Like 13 months, I think it was.
Oh.
So
not his.
Yeah, literally no chance. And so she told him that she was watching 3D porn.
Oh, I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah. And the guy was like, no, I believe my wife. Like, you know, the way things are today, you never really know what's going to happen. And he was like, it's not really her fault. Like, I can't blame her.
What in the world? I mean, guys are kind of dumb, but.
Right. And this guy's just like, oh, it's just a pesky book salesman. Like, he just like, keeps coming up to sell me books.
Every single day. And you haven't bought any?
He's just knocking books.
And he
books
keeps coming
like
back?
It.
Right. So realizing Fred would soon figure out about Otto, she decided to end things. Otto would have been devastated because he was obsessively in love with Dolly by this point. So she told him, okay, here's the deal. If you want to keep this thing going, what do you think she's going to say?
Well, it sounded like she was sewing it shut, but not anymore.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand you. She said, so if you want to keep this thing going, I need you to quit your whole life and move into my attic.
What?
Like, quit your job, don't talk to anybody ever again, and live in my attic. He's like, sure, this is going to be great. We'll be closer than ever. And he was so excited, and he quit his job and moved into her attic. I'm sorry, hers and Fred's attic. And let's be real, it was Fred's attic because she was dirt poor before she met him.
Right, and she doesn't work. I mean, she has time to talk to a book salesman.
I'm saying. So Otto quits his job at Fred's factory. Without having any family anyways, he moves into Fred and Dolly's attic. He spends time with Dolly while Fred is at work, which was all the time. And then when he was at home, he stayed in the attic and he wrote stories, read mystery novels, and basically just hung out under candlelight. Sounds kind of romantic.
It does.
It doesn't. Dolly would get him books every week from the library because he wanted to publish his own story in a pulp fiction magazine. Which, do you know what that is? Pulp fiction?
Yes.
What is it?
I think you're thinking of the movie.
I think I might be.
Samuel L. Jackson. It has no correlation.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Well, he even attempted to start publishing his stories under an alias. Like, Dolly would send the stories out, and they would get published under a different name.
Okay.
Which, I'm really not sure why he had to put them under a different name, because it's not like he was there against his will.
Right.
And it's not like even if he published them that Fred would find out he was there. I don't really know. That didn't really make sense to me. So this continued from 1913 until 1918, 5 years later. So moving forward 5 years later, Fred decides that he wants to sell the house and move to LA.
Uh-oh.
Right, which sounds like a wrench.
And he's been living up there for 5 years.
For 5 years, he has not talked to anybody besides Dolly.
You know what's crazy about this to me? Is that Fred's making all the money, right? He's clearly the breadwinner.
Oh, clearly.
And he just doesn't notice that he's feeding in another mouth? Or like, how's this guy going to the bathroom?
Okay, but why would he? Think about this. This is the 1918. Do you really think that Fred is cooking his own food?
No, but he's the one paying for it all.
It doesn't matter. His wife is
going to the... And how's this guy going to the bathroom in the attic?
Well, he's got like a bucket or something up there.
Right, he has to.
But he has to clean it out during the day when Fred's gone.
Wow.
Because Dolly don't do it. Trust me, Dolly don't do anything.
It sounds like she's doing something.
Yeah, but nothing that she's supposed to be doing. So he thought his Milwaukee home had a ghost. Isn't that crazy? He thought it was a ghost.
But it was just some guy living in
his
attic.
He was hearing noises. He would see shadows. Things that he, like his cigars, he would leave them in a certain place and come back. And this man was stealing this other man's cigars and his wife.
Wow.
That's so uncool. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of messed
up. I understand
up.
The wife, but the cigars? No, I'm just kidding.
So he wanted to move because he's like, this house is haunted. I've had enough. So Dolly, I just combined Dolly. Their names like a high school marriage. Okay. Dolly had Otto leave the attic, and I put flew to LA, but I low-key do not think he moved, like, flew to LA. He just got there somehow. Bus, okay. Train, who knows? I don't
Walked,
know how they transported themselves
buggy.
Back in the day. Right, I'm saying, like, horse and buggy, probably. he went to LA to the new address, and he got all settled in the attic because the only way she agreed to move is if they bought a house with an attic. And she puts a padlock on the outside door and locks it. And the husband says, like, why, what's up with the padlock? And she's like, oh, my furs are in there. And I need to know that they're safe. Her furs.
He's going to think there's another ghost.
I'm saying. So he gets, he like makes an effort to stay quiet in the new house. She doesn't want to have to move again. It's obviously a little bit stressful carrying on a 5-year affair with an attic dweller. But anyways, so he gets all settled in before the move-in day, and at this time now he's 22 years old.
Right.
So I feel like he just like had his teenage years taken away from him by this sex deprived 30-year-old.
Well, I mean, teenage woman. Years weren't like the same back then. As
That's
they are
true.
Now.
I mean, he had a full-time job at 17.
Right, but he's got no bills to pay. Fred's doing it.
Well, that's just it. He had no bills. He had no family. He got to eat for free. He got to stay somewhere for free. Like, it was kind of a deal
for
him.
It's like he went from being his boss to being his boss. Kind of.
I guess, yeah. So the weird living arrangement and the hot steamy affair continued for another 4 years. Talk about commitment.
Right.
So according to one source I found, Otto called himself Dolly's sex slave. But he did much more than fulfill her sexual desires and needs. He cooked. He cleaned the house. He did the laundry. Whatever house chores that Dolly was supposed to be attending during the day, she just had Otto do it.
Well, he was probably bored.
I mean, he just wanted to make her happy all the time. He was, like, completely in love with her.
Okay.
All right. So, and then over these 4 years in Los Angeles, in their new home, Dolly and Fred's marriage began to collapse. So Fred's a drinker. I mentioned that earlier. When Fred drank, he was either quiet and sad or loud and belligerent. There was just no in between.
Well, it doesn't sound like he was getting much of anything at home either.
I don't know, honestly. So sometimes the fights would escalate to violence, and thankfully they didn't have kids to witness the violent fights, but I mean, they had somebody in their attic, so.
Right.
The more Dolly and Fred fought, the closer she got with Otto. Kind of like the missing link of her marriage.
Right.
I don't know. On August 22nd, 1922, Fred was drunk and angry, and Otto could hear the fight from the attic, and it was much louder than all the other fights. When he heard a thud and Dolly started screaming, he thought that Fred had hit her and, like, knocked her out and was going to kill her. Cause he, so he said it was like the loudest it was ever, like had ever been. So he was scared for Dolly's life. So he ditched his hideout and busted out into the room. The thud was due to Dolly tripping over a rug and hitting the ground. But at this point, there was no going back. He was out of the attic,
right,
standing in a room with Fred and Dolly.
This reminds me of the R. Kelly music video. Remember when he was in the closet?
Vaguely.
It's like a 28-minute music video, and he's like, I'm hiding in the closet. Step one, he pulled out his gun. No?
No. Oh. So, okay, so it's funny you say they pull out a gun. So, Fred is in shock that there's a whole man living in his attic. Like, a whole man just came down from the upstairs bedroom. Like, hi, how you doing?
Right.
And So Fred actually recognized that it was Otto from the factory.
How awkward.
I hope
he gave us 2 weeks.
Well, he didn't. He just quit to go move. He was like, nah, I'll give you
5 years, though.
He flew at Otto in complete rage. Like, obviously. I would be mad, too. Otto was carrying two 25 caliber pistols, began fighting with Fred. In the commotion of the fight,
Are you doing, like, pistol whipping him?
I don't know, one or possibly both of the guns went off, and then Otto pulled the trigger two more times, fatally shooting Fred in the chest a total of 3 times. I did not see it going that way. I'm just going to be honest. I really thought that Otto was going to get killed.
But do you know where, like, the fourth bullet went?
No, he just said he doesn't know how many times the gun went off.
Oh, okay.
It could have been just from one. It could have been from both. But he did hit him once in the chest, and then he was like, well, double tap, poof, poof, and killed him again.
It's triple tap, but okay.
Apparently. But either way, I really thought that Fred was just going to kill Otto and Dolly when I was researching. I've never heard of this case before, so this is like, it was like blowing my mind. So Otto and Dolly, realizing the situation they're now in, they began to panic. I mean, right, because...
Well, yeah, they just killed Fred.
Right, Fred is, like, the innocent party here. He's literally taking care of all of these people.
Right, like, how are they going to eat now or pay their bills?
I'll tell you how.
Oh, boy.
So Fred lies there dead, and Otto and Dolly decide to make the whole thing look like a robbery gone bad.
What?
Yeah, so Otto takes Fred's diamond watch off of his wrist and a couple of other expensive items. He locks Dolly in the closet, and it's one of those closets where you have to have a key on the outside. I don't know. I've seen them in movies and stuff. I didn't know that was real. It was a real thing, though. But once Otto got upstairs to the attic, he locked himself in. I don't know how he locked himself in, if she couldn't lock herself in, but whatever. Dolly began screaming. Eventually, one of the neighbors, new neighborhood, by the way, just still nosy neighbors, called the police. Police were confused about the gun used to kill Fred because it was an uncommon armed robbery weapon choice, I guess. I don't know.
Right. It was probably like a special gun at the time.
Yeah, it might have been. But they had no other reason other than the odd choice of murder weapon to not believe her. So they never ended up finding Otto hiding in the attic. Wow. They just didn't search the house, I guess. There was an armed robbery and they're like, it's probably fine. It looks like he might be gone.
Well, there's probably a padlock on the outside door, too, so they're probably like, oh, well, she knows what's up there.
Right. I mean, it could. I mean, and Fred was super wealthy, so she they had money, so it would probably have been insulting or something, you know?
Right.
So, they had basically gotten away with murder at this point, and Dolly inherited all of Fred's money, which was millions of dollars. And this is back in the 1920s.
Oh,
millions
wow.
of dollars in the 1920s. So she was just like, rolling in the dough.
Right.
So you would think now that her and Otto don't have to hide, life's about to be great for them, right?
Right.
Wrong. Dolly took her inheritance and bought herself a new house with a super spacious attic.
How strange.
I don't get it.
Did he still live in the attic?
Listen, even though Fred was deceased and he had no more reason to hide their relationship, it had evolved into a dominant and submissive type relationship.
Wow.
And she wanted him to stay up there. And she's like, nope, this is where you belong. And he was like, yeah, you're right. I'll stay here. It's fine.
I was hoping you'd throw in an okay, bud, like he did earlier.
All right, bud. So Otto kept writing stories for the Pulp Fiction magazine, and Dolly apparently kept publishing them for him. She got bored. Shocker, right?
Right.
She got bored with her, you know, not having to hide anything anymore, and her husband's dead, and she has all this money. So she started dating the attorney that helped her settle the inheritance.
Wow.
It's only a logical option, right?
Right.
Okay. So his name is Herman S. Shapiro. While he worked away, because he was a lawyer for big, obviously big inheritance cases, so he traveled a lot. So he would be gone for like days at a time. She began a third relationship with a Roy Klum. Although some think that she just used him to dispose of one of the guns. Because she, during the relationship, was like, oh, I found this gun, and it just reminds me of the burglar. So do you think you could just get rid of it? And he was like, yeah, that's fine.
Wow.
Like, her husband died from a gunshot wound, and she's asking you to get rid of a gun. Like, maybe use your brain. So he did. He dumped it in the La Brea.
Well, did he know about her husband, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess he would.
Yeah, yeah. So he dumped it in the La Brea tar pit in L.A. Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't either. I looked it up, and it's a museum, though. I guess it's just pits of tar. I'm really not sure. If you know, let us know. Dolly convinced a neighbor that she needed him to bury the other gun. Like, who is this woman that can be so...
Why are you telling
a
neighbor?
She's so manipulative. Oh, and by the way, the new house that she bought is in the same neighborhood.
As the house where he died.
As her old house, yeah. She just didn't want to live where he died. Which, I do understand that, but... she took Fred's diamond watch, you know, the one that Otto took off of his wrist to make it look like a robbery, and gave it to her boyfriend, Herman.
Oh, the lawyer.
The attorney. Yep. So, not suspicious at all. She's like, don't worry, I found it under a couch cushion. It's not that weird. Just don't tell the police. It's fine.
Sus.
Right. So, her and Roy end up breaking up. And I'm not really sure why. They didn't really say, but he was salty. So, he went to the police about it and told them about the guns. And somehow, he had knew about the diamond watch. So, he told the police about that, too. You ready? In 1923, Dolly was arrested for her husband's murder.
Oh, how they catch her.
And that's it. The story ends. That's over.
So we don't know how she got
caught? No, I'm just playing. They couldn't explain how Dolly got locked in the closet by herself, so the charges got dropped.
Wow.
And while she was in jail, with all these hearings of, you know, did you kill your husband, did you not? She was like, hey, Herman, I have a brother, and he lives in my attic. And there's a little hole above my bedroom closet, and you just pull it down and you can climb up there. Take him food because he's probably really hungry because I'm in jail.
What?
Yeah. So he couldn't even get out. She had him barricaded in the closet or the attic. So she told her boyfriend, like, hey, he's my brother. Don't worry about it. He just lives up there. Just get him some food so he doesn't starve to death.
Wow.
So, I mean, this lady is something. So Otto was happy to see Herman. Because Herman's like, all right, like, I guess I'll go see what your brother's doing. And he had not spoke to another man in over 10 years. Because mind you, they had been carrying on a 10-year affair at this point.
Well, I think he probably talked to Fred.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's true. I don't think they really did much talking, though, but... So he told Herman all about his very sexual relationship with Dolly. And Herman was like, you know what, dude? Get out of here. Seriously, get out of here. You're a freak. You're weird.
Right.
Stop talking to me. Get out of the attic and go somewhere else. And so I guess this scared Otto because he fled all the way to Canada and changed his name to Walter Clean. And he got married to somebody else.
Wow.
Right. Wasn't expecting that.
Not at all.
Okay, so I wasn't expecting anything that happened in this case. It was so weird. So apparently her affair with Otto did not stop with their relationship because he ended up moving in with Dolly. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Apparently her affair with Otto didn't stop the relationship between Herman and Dolly.
Okay.
Because he was like, it's fine. I kicked him out. I'm just going to move in. And she was like, cool.
And wow, I'm surprised together. She wasn't like freaked out.
The charges got dropped. She got out of jail and she... They, I mean, lived happily ever after, right? No. that's not what happens because I still have pages left. So,
wow.
1930, Dolly and Herman split up. Can you imagine? I can't believe they split up. Herman was somewhat scorned. I don't get it though, because why is everybody just so upset about losing her? She doesn't seem great. She doesn't cook. She doesn't clean. She cheats on everybody.
Sounds like she puts
with.
Out though. So I mean,
okay, say less.
That might be why.
Say less. You're probably right. So he went to the police with all of the things that he had figured out during his 7-year relationship with Dolly. Yeah, I know. Why are they always snitching? I don't know, but they both did. So Dolly, basically, I mean, she's kind of screwed at this point. So warrant for the arrest of Dolly and for Otto go out at this time. And coincidentally, Otto had just moved back to LA.
Wow.
So
was he still under the same name? Or was he back to Otto?
I think he was back to Otto.
Oh.
So I'm not totally sure about that. But he was married. He was married at this time now, so maybe. I don't know. So Dolly and Otto were arrested for murder and conspiracy. And during Otto's trial, he claimed to have been enslaved by Dolly, but ultimately he was found guilty of manslaughter.
Enslaved.
Yeah. Yep. So this was in the newspapers from the time that Fred was killed all the way until these trials happened for 8 years. They were in the news. Like, that's a long time to talk about the same thing. Right?
Right.
But I wonder if it's because they never found anybody who robbed them and then killed Fred. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe, yeah.
And there was I didn't find anything about a suspect for his murder and the robbery and stuff prior to finding out it was Otto and Dolly either. So the newspapers and the media had a heyday. They called this the Batman case.
Wow.
Because
you picked this for me.
No, I didn't know that until afterwards. He was secluded in an attic for so long, they called him a Batman. Because bats live in the attic, you know?
Right.
So even though he was found guilty, he was 1 year past the statute of limitations. Despite a guilty verdict, he walked out of the courtroom a free man.
No way.
The statute of limitations for manslaughter were 7 years at the time. And it was the 8th year when the trial started. So he just walked.
Just got away with murder.
Which, okay, so I'm kind of torn on this because, yes, he killed Fred. But one, he was under the impression that Fred was killing Dolly. And that was his girl. And two, he was 17 when he started living in her attic. So like he didn't have enough, I don't think, growth and maturity to, you know, figure out like this is probably not, I'm probably being taken advantage of. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I like kind of think it's Dolly's fault.
Well, yeah.
He was released and he just disappeared after this. And so like that's the whole story with Otto. Don't know what happened to him after this.
Okay.
He was gone. He was like, I'm out.
I went back to Canada.
Yep, no kidding. He's like, not a fan of America. See you guys later. So Dolly went to trial, right, for the murder charges. Her trial resulted in a hung jury.
What does that mean?
Like they were deadlocked. They couldn't decide if she was guilty or not.
Really?
And ultimately she was acquitted due to lack of evidence.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I
this
thought you were
man
gonna say because it was 8 years.
Literally died because of his wife. And there's no justice in this case. She was released, and she found a new lover pretty quickly after that, despite her track record, right? And they were together for the next 30 years. By all accounts, she died peacefully in her sleep in 1961.
Wow.
I'm saying. I was like, wow. So LA Times in 1930 said this, quote, "Nothing in fiction is more dramatic than the story of a sudden quarrel in the hallway, the popping out of an armed jack-in-the-box, the struggle, the slaying, the locking of Mrs. Ostray in a closet with the key outside, and the mysterious disappearance of the slayer back into his cubbyhole. Yes, it must be admitted, fiction has been outdone again."
Wow.
End quote. So that's the whole twisted, crazy story of Dolly.
This is the end of it now?
The Batman case, yeah. That was the whole, I thought I had more than I did. I guess I read through those pages pretty fast. It took me forever to write them, but Yeah, so what do you think about that?
Well, I have questions for you now for the viewers.
Okay.
For the listeners, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, the listeners. We're not a visual podcast.
Right. So, yeah. But. Jeez. So, every time you always talk about how you're going to post pictures on Instagram now, do you have pictures of any of these addicts?
Addicts?
Yeah. Oh, where like, he was living.
Okay, so.
Or maybe the gun he shot him with.
Okay, so if you want. I'm sorry, I just got really close to my mic. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, this is Dolly right here.
I can't see.
You might have to, like, scooch up.
Oh, okay.
So, this is her when she was in court, okay? So, she was, like, pretty done up. I mean, she's a millionaire. She does what she wants. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She has multiple furs.
Right. Her furs that needed protected in the attic. You think that he slept on him? So this is Fred.
Wow.
So he was older than her, but she wasn't all that.
Fred looks like Herman Munster.
And this is Otto.
Ew, that guy looks like he would be
I feel like he got the
Frankenstein's doctor. Ivan Igor, is that his name?
I feel bad for him, though, because I feel like he didn't really get a fair chance because of Dolly. So I'm sorry that all this noise is happening, but we're moving the computer. I was showing him the photos of Dolly, which I'm going to post to the Instagram. Don't worry. So there's a picture of Dolly.
She's going to try to find an attic picture too.
Yeah. So there's a picture of the house and it like outlines from the outside of the house where the attic is in the house. And it was literally like they went back and looked at the house after investigating her murder charges, obviously. And it was nothing more than like a nest. So that's where they got the Batman.
How weird.
I know. And he lived up there for 4 years there. And he lived in the other one, like the new house for a year. And then the house in Milwaukee for 5 years. So he just lived in an attic for like 11 years of his life. From 17 to
22. 28. Oh, I thought that attic though was only
No, but for 11 years, he lived in an attic from 17 to 28.
I mean, yeah.
I can't even imagine. Like if I was in an attic for the past 11 years, I'd have missed out on a lot.
Right.
That's just, I don't know. That's crazy. Did you have any other questions for the listeners, like what they might be thinking?
What are you guys thinking? She has a gun to my head. I'm just kidding. But I do also want to say, because I always say it at the beginning as a joke, but this week she did say that if I did something, I could end up on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of the stories.
I was joking. It was a joke. Help me. So well, I wish you would stop doing that.
Somebody okay. might call.
So I guess now is a good time to transition. So I guess at this time would be a good time to start over into your Curtis's conspiracy corner, which he thinks is the favorite part, but we all know it's not.
I mean, they do stick around for the end.
Let me know. So. If you don't, let me know, because I would love to be like, haha, I told you they don't like it.
They skip forward to the end.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I really like the conspiracy theories. I think that they're very fascinating.
Okay. This one is absolutely wild. I did not think we were going to top the Beatles with Paul McCartney last week, but this week, have you ever heard of Peter McIndoe?
No.
Okay, this kid's a nut. I almost feel like I'm doing what you do right now and talking about, I don't know, some crime or something. So this kid is against the Birds Aren't Real movement. Have you heard of this?
The Birds Aren't Real movement?
Yes.
So I've heard that birds are drones or something. Not birds, but like bald eagles or something like that.
Yes. Now I could see bald eagles. I will say
they're like super protected and they're a national bird and da da da. But
right. Yeah. Bald eagles would make total sense to me if that was the case. But this guy has been spreading that birds are not real, that they are drones, and it's the American government spying on all of us. And that they recharge themselves, like the batteries inside of them, every day when they're resting on power lines.
That's genius. Like, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would create something like that because it makes sense.
Right. This makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
So this guy has literally gone outside sporting events like the St. Louis Cardinals and burned a flag.
Like an American flag?
No. A St. Louis Cardinals flag. Because I had a bird on it, and it's depicting birds, so birds are not real.
Go off, I guess.
Right. This guy had a whole march out and a protest outside Twitter.
With multiple people?
Multiple people. There's tons like of five people. Or six? Yes, there are tons of people right now that believe that birds are not real.
Okay.
They all are protesting outside Twitter.
They don't have to do that, though. They don't have to use birds.
To change the logo.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a bird on Twitter's logo.
I didn't even think. I was like, why are they protesting Twitter? Because Twitter's done some shady stuff in the last couple of years. But
right, for
I didn't
sure.
know. I didn't put two and two together with the bird. Because Twitter, you literally tweet. It's a bird thing.
Okay.
They'd have to change their entire platform.
Right.
Not just their logo.
Right. So this guy's like sending tweets out. The birds aren't real.
So, okay. Hold on a second. If birds aren't real, why does he have a Twitter?
Right.
If he's so against right. it. It doesn't make sense.
And then get this. It gets even better. Like, this is the craziest thing. The ending, I promise.
Okay.
I'm literally so blown away by this. So he hires paid actors to make TikToks and YouTube videos saying that, you know, birds aren't real, proven stories that they've had. He hires a person to impersonate a CIA agent and say that he was a retired CIA agent and that, yes, the birds are not real, that this was made back in the early 50s, that they had killed the birds and replaced them with these drones to spy on the American people. Then he...
Okay, but what... Okay. So that just opens a whole nother door that anybody could be a paid actor. We could be paid actors getting paid to say this.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes the endless possibilities.
Because then he hires more people as actors for these videos, which received well over 20 million views on TikTok for one video. Okay?
Okay.
To explain their personal stories as to why birds are not real. Okay?
Uh-huh. I'm following you.
So, Peter was on Facebook one day reading about conspiracy stories, and he was like, I'm going to make one up. You know what would be funny is if birds weren't real. And he came up with this whole... Yes. And he came up with this whole theory about how birds aren't real, but it's not
he
it's not true.
He just wanted some clout, huh?
Yes, basically he wanted clout. And he said, in quotes, that people do not really believe this. They're just doing the protests and everything because they think it's so funny, because it's shedding light on the actual conspiracy theorist and their like mental issues. So he's helping spread awareness on the other conspiracy stories by making his own. But this guy's like burning flags, disrupting companies, protesting outside buildings.
So he thinks conspiracy theorists are crazy. So in turn, he created a conspiracy theory that he got a ton of people to believe.
Yes, by paying actors, spending his own money, burning things.
And then he was like, none of these followers actually believe it. We're all just laughing at you conspiracy theorists. Even
right.
I'm pretending to be you. So, like, hate you, but I ain't you. Is
right.
That what?
Except for, like, he has millions of followers now. I mean, so many people in the nation
would
now
he,
believe.
Would his platform collapse if he actually came out and said any of this, though?
Like, you would think. But I found the articles of him actually, in quotes, saying that it's not real. And I'm not saying that it can't be printed and that it's not true that he never said it. But how ridiculous of a story that this guy has gone this far.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I feel like it's, I don't know, I feel like it's just the power of media persuasion, though. You know what I mean?
Right, it is.
It just goes to show you can get anybody to believe anything. But, I mean, it goes in a lot of different directions.
But, I mean, it definitely does.
I mean, people are driven by curiosity, fear, power, money. So, yeah. I mean, if birds were drones, but that's the thing is, I would say I don't believe that theory, not just because you said that, but just starting out, I don't believe that theory because the government does not need to watch us with birds because they have the one thing that we put our face in every single day, and that's our cell phones.
Okay, but not just that, and I don't know if you know this or not. So our TV connects to Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, TV, the Alexa.
So when they first came out with these TVs, people were freaking out because they could look through the TVs. From what they said, they could look through them and see what we were doing.
I remember that.
But now you have cameras all over your home, home security systems. You have your camera on your phone.
Well, Ring doorbell also just said that they're using it for suspicious activity now. Ring doorbell is.
Right.
Unless you opt out by a certain date, which I forgot to, by the way. So we're contributing to
I'm just going to start walking around naked.
Oh my gosh. He's really not. We have poor kids, so.
Yeah, it was a total joke.
That's crazy. I'm actually really surprised because I've heard that before. I didn't hear that it was all fake though. Like it was all. I have heard that bald eagles are, and that's why they're protected because they're so expensive to replace. But it's so rare to see a bald eagle.
Okay, in all seriousness, I used to live in Washington. Uh-huh. Like that's where I was stationed, and so. Have you ever seen a bald eagle up close?
No.
They are massive.
Okay, so
they're like
yeah,
7 feet tall.
The zoo, but they're very, very big.
Yes, they're literally like dinosaur-like big. I've never seen a bird that big in person. Like, I mean, this was just a few years ago. Like, I went to the zoo all the time as a kid. Never really thought of anything as a bald eagle, but this one was so close to me. Like, from that little castle toy that the kids have to me. It was that close behind a cage.
Oh, like in a zoo?
Yes. Like wide. Like, I mean, even looking at a flamingo, like it's bigger than a flamingo.
Flamingos and like ostriches. Ostriches are huge.
Yeah. And so are emus.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're huge. And that's just weird. It's weird that there's birds that big.
And think about all these birds though.
I have a bird phobia. So, I mean, I got chased by a rooster when I was like 15.
I think we need the story.
Okay, so only because we're at the end, so if you don't want
I didn't think you were going to give it, but I'm all for this.
So this is when we lived up north Michigan, and I lived with my mom. I was like 15 or 16. I was probably 16 or 17, truthfully. I was, that makes it worse because I was older. We had chickens, and they had these little bantam chickens, and one of them was a bantam rooster, and this thing was so mean and so aggressive that I was scared of it, okay? And we had our neighbors, we had a neighbors on each side of us, and then it was just kind of nothing for a little bit. So it was kind of spacious and open, and the neighbor was on the back porch and he was smoking a cigarette and he super, super friendly. It's actually the same guy that
married us. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. Patrick. So he was standing on his back porch smoking a cigarette and I was out doing something in the barn. I don't know what I was doing. And the rooster seen me and I seen him and he seen me seeing him and he just puffed up and I was like, why is he doing that? And I started getting a little panicked, so I start just calmly backing up and he charged me and I had no other choice but to run for my life. And Patrick is standing on his deck just dying laughing, and he still talks about how it was like the funniest thing to watch because I was literally running for my life from like probably a 1 foot tall rooster. Small. I have literally a bird phobia ever since then. So I don't really like birds. That's my whole story.
And that was a insert from Ashley's Scaredy Cat Corner.
Yeah, Scaredy Cat Corner. So I'm scared of murderers, bad guys, and birds.
You know what my favorite part of that story was?
What?
That I've asked you about this story before, and you've never told me. This was the first time in our marriage that you ever told me
no
this story.
No way, I've told you.
Yeah, no, your mom told me, and Sierra told me, but you never told
Patrick
me.
Patrick probably told you.
No, Patrick didn't tell me.
Oh, well, you heard it here first. I guess you could call me a scaredy cat, but I really don't think a cat would have been scared. But they have sharp, like, little talons and stuff. Have you ever seen a rooster fight?
Yes.
That's vicious, man. They can just... And he used to fly
up.
I
still to this day do not understand why people are afraid of roosters.
He used to fly straight up and land on my dad's head, like, on his hat. And he would take his hat off and hold it. And I'm just, like, appalled because absolutely not.
I'm much bigger than a rooster. Peanut, go lay down. Sorry,
that was
our
dog.
She just wanted to sit so close.
Apparently.
Anyways, so I think that's like the end, maybe.
I think that's like the end. So I guess it's a good time to put in our plugs. Our email, our Gmail is I always forget it. Partners in Crime Podcast. No, it's not. Hold on, I have it written.
We'll just exit that out since she doesn't actually know.
I don't actually know. It's Partners in Crime the podcast at gmail.com. And our Instagram is Partners in Crime the podcast. And there's no spaces in that. Either one. No spaces, no capitalizations. And our logo is little handcuffs. And it says
Partners in Crime. I just have to know if Partners in Crime and Partners in Crime podcast were already taken.
Yes. So I used the podcast. So
what an original name we have.
Well, so the other Partners in Crimes, I think there was one that was pretty not popular, but had a lot of listeners. Well, I guess you could say it was popular. And then there was one that had like 3 episodes. So I was like, well, it's probably safe to take it because they're like people working together, like friends and stuff. And we're like actually partners because we are married. So we're real partners.
Wow.
In crime, true crime, and conspiracy theory crime, because I feel like it's a crime to make up a conspiracy theory about birds because I hate birds.
I don't understand how it's not a crime.
I think
this guy has literally been making like panic among people. Fear. Right. Like,
just imagine people are just out pelleting birds because they're scared.
I know. I read this and I was like, the audacity of this man to trick all these people and then try to say, like, oh, they know about it. Like, I just wanted to prove what conspiracy theories look like. You. You're right. It's not like this guy shot a bird in his backyard and the mechanical pieces went everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't get it. But I mean, I guess it is. That's why it's a conspiracy theory. Some people get it and some people don't.
I don't get, of all these people, why they haven't just shot a bird to see if it's like alive or not.
Okay, but I've seen birds like on the ground.
You're right, me too.
So,
but we're not going to dissect them.
No, but I'm pretty sure I've ate birds before, and they weren't metal.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a chicken?
Yeah, well, yes, actually, I have heard of a chicken. Thank you.
We had chicken for lunch today.
Yeah, we did. Anyways, I'm hungry, so let's get off here.
Okay.
All right, so we hope you keep listening, and we hope you check out our Instagram, and we hope you send us an email, and let us know if you like birds or not.
And also, if you could do me a favor, I know we're only like the 4th episode in, but if you're going to leave a comment... And I know she's asked you to leave a few. This is my first.
Yeah. Leave a comment and a review because it helps boost our podcast.
Okay, but please just let her know in the comments that you prefer the conspiracy corner over the
murder mysteries. You know what? I can attach a poll to our episode on Spotify, so I think I might. Do you prefer the true crime or the conspiracy?
Well, it'll be 4-3. Do you think it'll be a close battle? Yeah,
because you only have 7 listeners.
Let's make it 8. I'm going to listen to this later.
Okay. All right. I dare you to listen to the
whole
thing.
Make me a new listener.
All right. Have a good day.
I'm only listening to the end, though, where the conspiracy corner's at.
I can't say it. It doesn't count. Okay, bye.
Bye.